At the top of the news this Wednesday morning, protests in Egypt are intensifying against President Mohamed Morsi's decision to grant himself new powers. Regional correspondent Nathan Morley has this report.
Tens of thousands of people demonstrated across Egypt on Tuesday in one of the largest protests since the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak. Mr. Morsi has said the decree will be limited in scope, but has refused continuing demands to overturn it. His opponents have called for another mass rally this coming Friday. Dr. Lina Khatib from Stanford University's program on Arab reform and democracy says the Egyptian president now has no choice but to back down.
The only way in which the Egyptian people will leave Tahrir Square is if he either withdraws the constitutional decree completely or if he revises it significantly.
Dr. Khatib says that President Morsi now finds himself in a very difficult position.
First, he's got pressure from the street, thousands of people gathering in Tahrir Square from different political groups. These people are protesting not because of ideology. They are simply protesting because they are vehemently against anybody taking power and making decisions single-handedly.
U.S. State Department spokesman Victoria Nuland says that they are closely watching the unfolding political situation and the protests.
We had wanted to see this issue settled through democratic discussion among the various stakeholders in Egypt. Discussions are clearly being held. We await the results of those.
Egypt's prime minister is to chair a cabinet meeting later Wednesday to discuss the situation, according to the Egyptian news agency. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.